meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. In the opening book of Holy Scripture, the Lord told Abraham, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." This statement summarizes the theme of the Epiphany season, because Jesus Christ is revealed as the seed or descendant of Abraham, and he came for the purpose of bringing blessing to the nations. The statement from Genesis also well summarizes our gospel lesson for today. St. Matthew sets the scene for us. Jesus is coming down from the mountain where he has just delivered his most famous sermon, and multitudes were following him. Then in the verses that follow, Jesus encounters two people who are in need of his healing hand. The first is a leper who came and bowed before him, exclaiming, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The second is a Roman centurion, a military leader whose servant was back at his home, paralyzed and dreadfully tormented. These two men together provide us with a vivid image of the state of mankind in this fallen world. We are desperate in need, we are desperately in need of the divine blessing which the Lord promised to send through Abraham's seed. There are interesting similarities between these two men, as well as significant differences. First, the similarities. Both of these men are in deep distress. The leper over his own affliction with a terrible skin disease, the centurion over the paralyzed state of his beloved servant. Furthermore, both of these diseases were of such consequence that only God could bring about their healing. And with both of these men, their access to the only one who could heal them was restricted. The leper was restricted from the worship of the temple because his disease rendered him unclean. The centurion was excluded because he was not of the house of Israel. Regarding the differences between these two situations, the leper was an Israelite. We know this because when Jesus healed him, he sent him to the priest so that he might be pronounced clean and give the offering of thanksgiving, which was prescribed for healing. The centurion was a Roman soldier, and therefore a Gentile, someone not of the covenant people of God. In addition to this, the leper presented Jesus with a desperate situation right before his eyes, in his presence. In fact, Jesus reached out and touched the leper, an act which brought instantaneous cleansing, but it probably also brought a collective sigh from those who witnessed it. With the centurion, his servant was at a great distance, back at his house, paralyzed and unable to come to Jesus on his own. Regardless, as we find out in the story, both of these men came to the right place, or better yet, they came to the right person. In fact, the only one who could help them. Both of them approached Jesus with humility and faith. The leper knelt before the Lord in humble submission. The centurion told our Lord that he was not worthy that he should come under his roof. The leper professed his belief that if Jesus were willing, he could make him whole. The centurion, on the other hand, confessed that he believed that Jesus could say a word and cause the illness that was paralyzing his servant to depart from him. Let us mark well that our Lord responds favorably to humility and faith. This must be our posture as well as we approach him in prayer. In both situations, our Lord Jesus brings blessing in the form of healing. Only God could remedy such debilitating diseases, and Jesus manifests his divine glory by healing both. He touches the leper, and he is made whole. He speaks the word, and the centurion's servant was healed in that moment. Two desperate people approached Jesus in humility and faith, and two lives were made whole again. This is the purpose for which our Lord came among us. He comes to make his blessing flow, far as the curse is found. So this story unfolds one of the major themes of the Epiphany season. God in man was manifest with these healings. But there's also a second theme from this season which is displayed in this text. When Jesus heard the request of the centurion, he marveled at the great faith which he professed. He said to the multitude, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." From the lips of our Lord himself, we hear the ancient promise that the seed of Abraham would bring divine blessing to the nations. It was God's intention all along, not only to save his chosen people Israel, but also people from every tribe and tongue through them. This theme is evident at the beginning of Epiphany as wise men came from the east to find Jesus, who was born King of the Jews. They came and worshiped him and brought him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They were the first fruits of the Gentiles coming to the Savior of the world. In our lesson today, both Jew and Gentile are blessed through Jesus Christ in the form of physical healing. But as Jesus hints in his proclamation, there's even more going on in these acts. These men did not just receive a temporal blessing, they received an eternal blessing. He alludes to this when he says that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the eternal banquet. To make this even more explicit, he is saying that this leper and this centurion, presumably with his healed servant, will ultimately find themselves in the presence of the blessed patriarchs in the kingdom of God. As I said at the beginning, these two men and their situations provide us with a collective image of the state of mankind. What should become evident to us is that if the Lord is able to deliver these men from such desperation, he is able to save anyone. Jesus promised that many would come from east and west and sit down in the kingdom of God. Beloved, if you have approached the Lord Jesus in humility and faith, calling on him to deliver you, then you can trust that you too shall be included in that blessed kingdom at that banquet. This is his promise to us. This is our hope. And each week he invites us to come and receive a foretaste of that banquet in this Holy Eucharist. He has washed away our spiritual leprosy in baptism, and he invites us to his holy feast. We have been reconciled to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ and are brought to his table. But Epiphany also reminds us that there are many others who can receive this same blessing. There is much room in our Father's house at his feast. Maybe we should find ourselves, like the centurion, beseeching our Lord to bless our loved ones who are paralyzed in sin and unable to intercede for themselves. Let us intercede for them, as the centurion prayed for his servant, that the Lord would heal them, so that we, with them, might find ourselves at the eternal feast in the kingdom of God. And now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."